USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a powerful Hurricane Dorian closes in on the Bahamas, the head of the National Hurricane Center, Ken Graham, says of its winds,
160 miles an hour puts it into the Category 5 range. That's the strongest category that we have.
Graham says the slow-moving storm will bash the Bahamas for an entire day or so.
30 hours plus major hurricane winds over the northern Bahamas, torrential rainfall. We're talking storm surge 10 to 15 feet with the waves. Just a very dangerous, dangerous situation.
Forecasters say Dorian will then approach the east coast of Florida later this week and could brush Georgia and the Carolinas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will visit Odessa, Texas shortly, where a gunman killed 5 people and wounded 21 others in a shooting spree yesterday before police killed him in a parking lot. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We've learned that the one victim from a hazardous materials incident on the 19th floor of a hotel in San Jose, California yesterday was a woman, but her name has not been released. Firefighters were called to the Fairmont Hotel at about 10 a.m. for what was phoned in as a report of an attempted suicide. Several other people came down ill because of the smell from whatever the chemicals are, which a fire department spokesman says will take some time to determine.
We do know that there are liquids on the floor in the room and on the counter in the room. Every single puddle that's in the room is going to have to be tested.
A 5.0 magnitude earthquake shakes southeast Alaska late last evening. No reports of any major damage or any injuries. 15-year-old American tennis sensation Coco Gauff has been knocked out of the U.S. Open by Naomi Osaka, who defeated Gauff to move into the fourth round of the Open yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Democratic National Committee is announcing the date or dates for the fourth debates. It's known that they will have one on October 15th in Ohio, although a specific location has not yet been revealed. And the DNC says if more than 10 candidates qualify for the debate, they'll host a second night on October 16th. The third and upcoming debate is set for September 12th in Houston. Pope Francis says he had to ask for forgiveness, the Pope saying that he was 10 minutes late for his weekly address in St. Peter's Square on Sunday because he got stuck in an elevator. As he began his address, the Pope smiled and said, quote, I have to beg your pardon, and then he went on to explain that an electrical power problem at the Vatican held him up for 25 minutes before firefighters finally freed him. He then asked the crowd for a round of applause for the fire brigade. And the Exeter UFO Festival in New Hampshire continuing today, this two-day event marking the 54th anniversary of the incident in Exeter, as it's known, when a local teen claimed to police he had seen a UFO behind a barn in Kensington. A trolley is available to let attendees of the fest check out the exact area where it allegedly occurred, and a lot of guest speakers are there, including national UFO researchers, authors, and TV personalities. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.